Welcome to B Movie Bliss.
Greetings, fellow space travelers, and welcome back to another thrilling episode of B Movie Bliss. I'm your navigator through the cosmos of questionable cinema, the one and only Brian, or as I like to call myself, the Rocketeer of Ridiculousness. Today, we're diving into the 80s vortex, riding the comet of campiness, and exploring a film that proves even in space, fashion can be a hazard. Yes, folks, fasten your seatbelts, because we're about to dissect the interstellar phenomenon that is Flash Gordon. Now, if you're unfamiliar with Flash Gordon, picture this. A quarterback with more biceps than brains, Ming the Merciless running a galaxy-wide disco, and an aesthetic that screams, what if Liberace had a thing for spaceships? It's a cinematic masterpiece if your definition of masterpiece involves questionable fashion choices and dialogue that would make Shakespeare weep. But fear not, intrepid listeners, for today, we're not just reviewing a movie, we're embarking on a journey to the outer reaches of unintentional hilarity. So, grab your ray guns, shine up your sparkly space helmet, and join me as we navigate the nebula of nostalgia. It's B-Movie Bliss, Flash Gordon Edition. But first, a quick disclaimer. We are not responsible for any permanent eye damage caused by Ming's wardrobe. In the vast cosmos of cinematic experiences, there exists a unique subgenre, the so-bad-it's-good film. Amongst a constellation of such cult classics, Flash Gordon emerges as a shining, albeit unintentional, star. Directed by Mike Hodges and released in 1980, this space-faring spectacle is a glorious celebration of camp, niche, and chaos. Buckle up as we embark on a cosmic journey through the inexplicably charming universe of Flash Gordon. From the opening strains of Queen's bombastic soundtrack, Flash Gordon catapults the audience into a cosmos where sublevity is an alien concept. The film unapologetically embraces its cheesy special effects, flamboyant costumes, and over-the-top performances. Ming the Merciless, played with scene-chewing delight by Max von Sydow, reigns supreme over the planet Mongo, a world that seems to have been decorated by a disco-loving interior designer on a caffeine high. The narrator follows New York Jets quarterback Flash Gordon, played by the charismatic but not so flashy Sam J. Jones, who finds himself unwillingly thrust into a battle for the survival of Earth. The ensuing escapades make little logical sense, but who needs coherence when you can have winged Hawkman, intergalactic football games, and a hero with more brawn than brains? One cannot discuss Flash Gordon without acknowledging the film's gloriously tacky production design. The sets are a kaleidoscope of colors, reminiscent of a child's fever dream, and the costumes are a mishmash of futuristic flair and 1980s excess. Every frame is a visual feast of extravagance, from the garnished court of Ming to the space-age spandex worn by our hero. It's as if the production team raided every costume shop in the galaxy and declared, more is more. The practical effects, which now seem quaint in the age of CGI, add to the film's charm. The model spaceships, strings visible and all, soar through the cosmos like props from a high school play. Yet somehow, it works. The commitment to practical effects gives Flash Gordon an endearing quality, as if the filmmakers were saying, we know it's ridiculous, but we're all in, and so should you. What elevates Flash Gordon from mere mediocrity to a cult status phenomenon is its unintentional humor. It is a treasure trove of unintentional comedy gold, with memorable lines delivered with a straight face. Flash's heroic one-liners are so earnestly delivered that they loop back around to being hilarious. Who can forget the iconic Gordon's Alive exclamation delivered by bewildered Brian Blessed as Prince Voltan? The characters, though lacking depth, become memorable for their idiosyncrasies. From Timothy Dalton's brooding Prince Baryon to the delightfully bizarre Dr. Hans Zarbo, played by Topol, each character contributes to the film's chaotic charm. The performances may not be Oscar-worthy, but they are undeniably entertaining. Flash Gordon is a love letter to the absurdity that cinema can offer. It revels in its own shortcomings, turning them into strengths. It's a reminder that not every film needs to be a masterpiece. Sometimes the joy lies in the journey, not the destination. The movie's infectious spirit invites the audience to embrace the madness, suspend disbelief, and revel in the sheer audacity of its existence. In an era where franchises monotonously plan every plot twist and visual effect, Flash Gordon stands as a testament to the spontaneity and unpredictability that characterized filmmaking in the 1980s. It's a nostalgic trip for those who grew up in that era, and a hilarious time capsule for younger audiences exploring the cinematic relics of the yesteryear. As the credits roll on this interstellar roller coaster, it's time to assign a numeric verdict to the cinematic oddity. On a scale from 1 to 10, Flash Gordon earns a resounding 7.5. It may not be a cinematic masterpiece, but it achieves something arguably more valuable. It entertains. Its unintentional hilarity, vibrant visuals, and unapologetic camp make it a quintessential entry in the pantheon of movies that are so bad they're good. So, if you're ready to don your space helmet, embrace the absurd, and embark on a journey through the cosmos of unintentional hilarity, Flash Gordon awaits. It's a cinematic carnival of chaos, a celebration of the ridiculousness, and a testament to the enduring appeal of movies that defy conventional expectations. Dive in, and may the camp be with you.